We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. It's Thursday. It's been a long day already for me. Let's check out some weather real quick. 71 degrees at Arnett, 71 at the May Ranch, 80. We got two warm spots in the whole state, 80 degrees at Weatherford and 80 degrees at Mangum. Hot spots in the state, 79 at Altus out here in the panhandle of Texas, 72 at Lipscomb, 70 at Dozer, 77 at Odell. Childress, you're 73 degrees. All right, I got one set of tickets left to give away, so I'm going to start out early. That way you guys can do your homework. Anyway, if you would like to go see Wade Bowen this Saturday night, April the 27th, I got a pair of tickets at JC Cowboys for you. JC Cowboys. One set of tickets left. Anyway, if you want to play this game, but you don't want to go to JC Cowboys and see Wade Bowen, just text in your answer. But if you want to go see Wade Bowen, text in your answer and your name. Anyway, first person to text in their correct answer is the winner. All right, here's your question. Big and Rich. Their song, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. What was the name of the stud horse on that song? Anyway, good luck with that one. What was the name of the stud horse on the song sang by Big and Rich? Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. There you go. There's your question of the day. All right, let's see first what happened overnight in our big ag world. Soybean futures were lower in overnight trading as the Brazilian harvest rolls on. The harvest in Brazil, the world's largest exporter of the oil seeds, is about 87% finished, according to CONAB. Production in the South American country was forecast earlier this month by the USDA at 155 million metric tons, unchanged from the previous month's outlook. Analysts were expecting the agency to reduce its projection due to adverse weather. Exports, meanwhile, are seen at 103 million metric tons, up from 95.5 million a year earlier. In the U.S., rain is forecast over the weekend in parts of the Corn Belt, which may delay planting of corn and soybeans but improve soil moisture. Ethanol production plunged, falling to an average of 954,000 barrels a day in the week that ended on April 19th, according to the Energy Information Administration. That's down from 983,000 barrels a day previous week, and the lowest since the 7 days it ended on January 19th. Soybean futures for July delivery dropped 7.25 cents to 11.74 and a quarter a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was down overnight at 260, or I'm sorry, was down 260 to 346.60 a short ton, and soy oil lost 0.02 cents to 45.25 a pound. Corn futures were down 0.5 cents to 4.48 a bushel. Wheat futures for July delivery rose 1 cent to $6.14 a bushel, and Kansas City futures fell 1.25 pennies to 6.28¾ cents a bushel. Red meat and poultry in freezers last month plunged year over year, according to data from the USDA. Total red meat stocks dropped 12% from March 23rd. To 919.4 million pounds. Last month's total was down 1% from February. Beef in storage fell to 432.2 million pounds. down 10% year over year and 3% from the previous month. Pork inventories dropped 13% from the same month last year, but was up 1% from February. Chicken meat in storage in the U.S. dropped 12% year over year and about 2.5% month to month, according to the USDA. The West South Central region led decliners on an annual basis, dropped 25% to 197,000 pounds. The Pacific saw a 21% decline. South Atlantic stockpiles were down 2%, and inventories in the East South Central region were up 1%. Chicken supplies fell about 6% from March of 23 from last year, but were up slightly month to month. Red flag warnings, man, oh man, here we go. Red flag warnings have been issued for counties in the Southern Plains where hard red winter wheat is growing, according to the National Weather Service. In southwestern Kansas, winds today will be sustained from 25 to 35 with gusts up to 50. Humidity will fall down to around 13%. Winds in the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles will gust up to 55 miles an hour. Humidity will fall as low as 8% in some of those areas. Then you go further north, guess what you got? Freeze warnings are in effect for parts of several states, including Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana. Temperatures in southern Wisconsin and some of the counties there in northern Illinois was projected to fall to 26 degrees. Hope you didn't have your tomatoes out. Anyway, speaking of tomatoes and peppers and stuff, yesterday I walked into the high tunnel and I got peppers already making, and they've already got in-rot on them. So I asked a question last night on Oklahoma gardening. I already got one answer. I'm really shocked that she knows that answer. So anyway, let me get back here on my Facebook page. It's pretty interesting. I had a pretty interesting question here. Let's see here. Here we go. So anyway, I'm not a pepper grower. I've grown some peppers, tomatoes, and okra, and squash, pumpkins, watermelon, cantaloupes. I got that down. And sweet corn. I'm not an expert on peppers, but they're not a lot different than the deal. So in rot on tomatoes and also on peppers, I've found out, is caused by lack of calcium. Well, you're not just going to sock calcium to these plants and getting it going. So anyway, this one lady, her name's Linda Smith, she answered. There was all kinds of answers I got. My soil needs calcium, blah, blah, blah. Well, my soil really doesn't need calcium according to my soil test. What needs to happen is my plants need the calcium. So when I planted my tomatoes and when I planted my peppers, I put a tablespoonful of blood and bone meal in the bottom of it. Well, calcium takes a while to work. Anyway, I'm shocked that I'm even making peppers yet. So I was in shock. How's that? My mind was being stupid. So this lady came on there and she's a master gardener, and I can tell she is. Anyway, she said she is. Any plus on it? It's a lack of calcium in soil is almost never the problem. I am a longtime master gardener and admin on 4 different Facebook pages concerning gardening in Oklahoma. I see this question every year along with all the different fixes. Blossom end rot is a common garden disorder caused by lack of calcium within the plant, not the soil. It can occur in pepper, squash, cucumber, and melon fruits, as well as tomatoes. Blossom end rot is the most common when the growing season starts out wet, then becomes dry when fruit is setting. A water-soaked spot on the blossom end of fruits is the classic symptom of blossom end rot, and damage first appears when fruits are approximately half their full size. The water-soaked areas enlarge and turn dark brown and leathery. These areas will eventually begin to rot, so the fruit should be picked and discarded. In most cases, the soil has plenty of calcium like mine, but the plant cannot take it up, Several factors can limit a plant's ability to absorb enough calcium for proper development, including fluctuations in soil moisture, too wet, too dry, an excess of nitrogen in the soil, root damage due to cultivation, excessive cold soil. It almost always fixes itself. So there you go. I had eggshells going on. I had some other stuff. But when it comes to calcium, even I think I talked to Kent Watkins about this here 2, 3, 4 weeks ago. Calcium takes a while to work and get in the plant and work. So anyway, Jimmy's is going to back off and be patient and let my fertilization program that I have going on now in my plants and because you want your micronutrients, and there's some other words that Jimmy's not going to say that all the stuff gets in there. When everything activates, it'll start pulling that calcium out of the ground into the plant and use it. So anyway, because these plants ain't been in the ground 3 weeks, and I was really shocked to see them already making peppers a little early. But anyway, so I did cut the ones that were damaged off, threw them out there. The dogs haven't chewed on it yet because they didn't come up drinking about 10 gallons of water. But anyway, because these were hot peppers that were doing this. So anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you guys on blossom end rot on peppers. And same thing goes with all plants, according to Linda. I had to get her on the show. She sounds pretty sharp. Anyway, today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. So let's just go ahead and take a break. When I come back, I'll give you an update on the grain market and livestock. And then got a update coming up in the third segment with Tyrone Spearman from down in Georgia on peanut. The peanut market is moving, according to him. So we'll hear what he's got to say. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Ken Russ here at Hobart Stockyard. Folks, we are seeing cattle bring top prices right here at home. We're competitive with Oklahoma City. We have proven on several occasions with the trust of local bigger cattle producers, top prices, less work, travel time, and greater returns on their cattle right here at home. We have great working relationships with private independent buyers to guarantee you top prices for your cattle. We have the cleanest and best facilities to handle your cattle. Fresh water and quality hay out at all times. We do not receive chronically sick, injured, or trailer cattle. We only sell the best at Hobart Stockyard.
Hobart Stockyards at 580-726-3306.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside, and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton! It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
They want you to see them as people and not just a number.
they love when you know their name when they walk in the door and greet them with a smile. They love that. I like to hear people's stories and find out about their lives and get to know them. We sponsor in the community a lot, in the communities and the surrounding communities. We just really care about people. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I'm just in total shock of the answers, the correct answers I'm getting and who they're from. So anyway, I won't say any names, but anyway, I'm total shocked. First, let's do your Texas Panhandle weather, ag weather update. McLean, Texas, 67 degrees, humidity's 93, dew point 65, the wind's out of the south at 20, the wind gust up to 23, peak wind gust today 28, 2.67 inches of rain at McLean so far this month. Good for them. Obviously no red flag or sub-freezing minutes so far. 8-inch soil temperature, 64 degrees. Anyway, so if you're just joining us, I had a question that I asked for a pair of tickets. We already have a winner, but if you guys want to, we'll keep playing before I announce the winner. But anyway, so the song from Big and Rich, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. What's the name of the stud horse in that song? So anyway, we'll see if I can get some more answers out of some people. If not, I'll announce the winner coming up here in about 10 minutes. So anyway, fun. But wait till you hear my statistics on this. Interesting. Anyway, all right, let's see what the market's doing right now. Okay, here we go. Corn, May 440, up 2.5. July 451, up 320, or up 3.25, not 320, sorry. Soybeans for May, 1161, down 5. July's 1177, down 3.5. Soybean meal for May, 342.50, down 350. July's 346.30, down 290. Soybean oil for May, 44.60, down 6. July is 45.22, down 5. Hard red winter wheat, man, check it out, baby. Keep going. May, 634, up 10.25. Just changed on me again. Just hang on. Let's back up and change. May, 634, up 10. July is 640, up 10.5. Cotton, not so good. May, 79.51, down 71. July is 81.20, up 19. And Sugar Daddy still losing sugar. May sugar, if anybody cares, is at 19.48, down 52. And that's 19 cents per pound. So anyway, oil out of West Texas, June, 82.53, down 28. Natural gas is down again. May is 162, down 3. The NASDAQ, the S&P, and the Dow are all in the red today. Live cattle, different story. April, 183.75, up 165. June, 176.80, up 155. August, 174.97, up 160. And then we got feeder cattle for April, 244.87. Up 177. May is 245.45, up 135. In August, 257.35, up 105. Down there at the bottom of the list, October feeders are at 258.62, up 85. Lean hogs are in the red today. May is 95.37, up, or not up, down 197. June is 104.92, down 252. And let's see here. Oh, I got to go to Facebook. Bear with me. I got to give you results from Hobart Stockyards yesterday. Bear with me 1 second here. It easily pops right up just like that. Here is your results from yesterday. steers 400 to 500, high end was 350 to 50, 6 to 7 weights up to 260, 7 to 8 weights up to 250. And then we got heifers 5 to 6 weights bringing 280, 6 to 7 weights 237.50, 7 to 8 weights 232.50, and then 8 to 9 weight ladies were bringing 217.50. And then we got cows were bringing 154 up to 154, slaughter cows bringing up to 154, and slaughter bulls up to 162, and pairs were bringing anywhere from 2350 up to 2950. Average was 2775. Speaking of Hobart Stockyards, their sales coming up this Saturday. Their special, let me get to the picture here. I hate to do things. Oh, hell, I'll go to the Penny News. I got the new Penny News. Let me check it out. Front page here. Go open it back up. Yeah, you guys go get your new Penny News that came out this morning. It's out. There's a lot of good stuff in there. And let me find, I know it's here. I seen it just a minute ago when I opened the deal up. Sorry, I was too busy communicating with other people during the commercial. And I know that thing's right here because I seen it. Anyway, it's their spring special sale coming up. Where did it go? There it is. I knew it was. I knew I seen it. Hey, check the first page of Today in Ag on page 4. Anyway, the Hobart Stockyard Spring Special Replacement Sales coming up Saturday, 11 a.m. Man, they got all kinds of things going on. They got 75 to 70-year-old black Angus pairs with Angus calves weighing 200 to 275, 40 bred cows, 2 to 5-year-olds, 6 to 7 months bred, 80 open replacement heifers. And if I did this right, Rex called me last night. The bulls are going to, so you guys will know, the bulls are going to sell first, then the pairs, then the breds, and then the opens. And I hope I got that right. Anyway, I know the bulls are selling first. And they'll have 30 breeding age bulls tested for service. Red Angus, Angus, Charolais, Hereford, Black Herefords, and Semi Crosses. Got any questions? Give them a shout down there at the Hobart Stockyards. That's going on there. So anyway, my bad. I didn't have my homework done there during the break. So anyway, the Oklahoma Farm Bureau is the Oklahoma's largest general organization with members in all 77 counties, represented by 77 county farm bureaus. Our work and efforts span all of agriculture as we work to ensure our state farmers and ranchers can focus on what they do best: growing and raising the most affordable, safe, and abundant food in the world. It's true, I swear. Anyway, you can easily join the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau by going by their office in Cheyenne or calling. Memberships are just $37.50 and come with many benefits like insurance, life insurance, free roadside assistance, and discounts with various businesses. 580-497-2579, or you can get online. Go to okfarmbureau.org. Great organization. Speaking of a great time and a great organizations, if you didn't go last night out to the Elk City Convention Center, Poppies, Snap-on Tool, Great Plains Bank, thank you so much for what you did last night. They fed by donation. The food was awesome. Smoked sausage, pulled pork, and chicken. And the servings were good. Lots of desserts. It was really good. And anyway, last I heard, I don't know any dollar amount, but the last I heard, there was over 700 people fed last night. And so anyway, I was hoping they had enough food, and they did. There was a lot of people there. Thank you guys so much for coming out and supporting this. And the reason why they put this on last night is every penny raised last night will be going to the Beckham County Firemen's Association, the Berlin Fire Department, and the Canute Fire Department. So anyway, congratulations on a job well done. There was a bunch of fire trucks out there. Pistol Pete, the fire truck from Delhi, was there. I got that right, didn't I, RH? Got that right today. Anyway, they were doing face tattoos, and they had a silent auction that there was some really cool stuff on the silent auction. So anyway, congratulations to those guys. Let's go to the text line. Have I ever done dry land corn? No, I have not. I know lots of people that do, though. All right, here's the deal. Heather, she won. I got 11, 12, 13, 15 responses to the question I asked, which was, what was the name of the stud horse in the song Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy by Big and Rich, which I got to see them do that live in person with Toby Keith up there at Kansas City. It was pretty cool. And the name of the horse, stud horse, that is Leroy. But what shocks me is there's 13, 14, however many text messages here. There's only two guys who responded. The rest of them were women. What's up with that? Somebody explain that to me, why more women knew the name of that horse than men. So anyway, Heather, congratulations. You are the winner. I'll put your name on these tickets and put them out front, and you can pick them up anytime between now and 5 today and tomorrow by 4 at the latest here in our front office. Again, congratulations. All right. Let's take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau, and I'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is proud to announce they're now offering the High Energy Liquid Livestock Feed Mix 30. This liquid protein fat supplement is for cattle on grass or hay forage and is now available at SEI Agritech for pickup or delivery. They also have half semi or semi loads available. For more information, give Ken a call at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317, or stop by the SEI Agritech location at 1400 South Randall in Elk City.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
April is Ram Truck Month, and Cummins in Weatherford has the new 2024 lineup ready and waiting. Don't miss the $4,000 total cash allowance on the 2024 Ram Heavy Duty Tradesman pickup trucks. Go now. The offer ends on April 30th. The best trucks, low prices, experts ready to help, easy financing. It's Ram Truck Month at Cummins in Weatherford. That's Cummins Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Weatherford, just off I-40, or online at CumminsChrysler.com. See dealer for details.
Don't miss Hobart Stockyard's special replacement sale Saturday, April 27th at 11 a.m. The sale is located at Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. We'll be selling over 400 pairs, 2 to 4 years old, red and black Angus, 40 bred cows, 2 to 5 years old, 80 open replacement heifers ready for breeding, and 30 breeding age bulls tested for service. For more information, contact Ken Russ at 580-530-0192 or Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. That's Hobart Stockyard Spring Special Replacement Sale, Saturday, April 27th at 11 a.m. Lunch will be served. At Hobart Stockyards, we only sell the best. Be sure and check out our ad in the Penny News. Hope to see you there.
Blair Tire and Feed is helping you save some money. Firestone Ag is holding its Spring Into Savings event. And that means you're going to save big money on the tires you need. Most Firestone radial tires are included in the sale, like their expanded line of 82 technology patterns and sizes. Eligible standard radial tires will have a $200 discount. Eligible 82 radial tires will have a $300 discount. That's big time savings on big time tires during a big time event. The Firestone Ag Spring Into Savings event at Blair Tire and Feed.
Are you looking to give your livestock the best nutrition possible? Well, head on over to the Sarah Farmers Co-op. Sarah Co-op is an authorized quality liquid feeds dealer. They handle a variety of QLF Ignite protein and mineral tubs, along with their Pasture Select 20-5 and 35-5 liquid feed. Short on time, the Sarah Co-op will supply, deliver, and fill your liquid feed tank for you so that you don't have to. Don't put it off. Head on over to the Sarah Co-op at 109 South 6th Street in Sarah or give them a call at 928-2664.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, I got yelled at on a text message, through a text message. So this barrel racer from up in Ellis County yells at me, "Girls like horses more than guys." Or maybe song lyrics take up way too much space in her brain. Anyway, yeah. So anyway, that's why I was wondering why there was so many women answered or tried to or did answer to this question I had. So anyway, girls like horses more than guys. How's that? Anyway, and then I like it when I text the winner back and they go, "Yay!" Some people just, "Okay, I'll come by and get my tickets." But this person, Heather, she was excited about winning these tickets. How cool is that? All right, let's check out some ag weather for northwestern Oklahoma. And I might as well go with Arnett since the famous Lori Campbell lives there. Let's see here. Let's see what's happening at Arnett. 73 degrees, dew point 65, the humidity 75%. The winds are out of the south at 19 miles an hour, wind gust up to 28. No rainfall in the last 10 days. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 64 degrees. 1-day average, 10-inch fractional water is 0.7. Sunset at 8:22. 20% chance of thunderstorms today, 80 for a high. Tonight, severe thunderstorms. 20% chance, 54 degrees, and Friday is tomorrow, sunny, 85, southwest winds, 14 to 21. Spring is here, the wind's going to blow all the time now. Anyway, so anyway, man, not only am I, but I know a lot of people are kind of down on the weather people right now because of their predictions of storms in the last couple of weeks. And yeah, they've been missing her pretty good. So hopefully sometime, because this is when we need to be getting them, get them going. Hey, I heard a myth yesterday. Let's see if you guys have ever heard this. So I heard that right before you combine your wheat, if you go out there with your sprayer and spray butter on your wheat crop, and I think it's like 6 ounces per acre of butter, that whoever buys your wheat and gets your wheat home, that when they make their bread, they don't have to butter their toast. I've heard that. I swear to God, I seen that on social media last night. So if you butter your wheat before you harvest, people that buy your wheat and make bread out of it don't have to butter their toast. I heard it. I swear to God, I heard it. Anyway, let's move on. So let's see if I can get this to play from Tyrone Spearman. He said there's movement in the peanut marketing world, so let's check it out, see if I get this right. Whoa, I wasn't expecting that tone. Sorry about that, I didn't know that was on there. I played it earlier. Anyway, so sounds like all kinds of things going on. Hey, I seen this the day before yesterday, and I didn't remember to talk about it yesterday, but I want to talk about it today. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association has made an official request to the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry Department to register K-A-P-U-T, feral hog bait for use in Oklahoma. The OCA request letter says the hogs caused millions of dollars of damage to Oklahoma property through their destructive behaviors, destroying range, pasture, and haylands. OCA members share experience of overnight loss of entire hayfields due to the rooting behaviors of feral swine. Additionally, improved crops that could be used directly or harvested for forage are destroyed by a feral hog. And we all, most of us, know that can happen. Feral swine are known to carry diseases and parasites that can negatively impact cattle, according to Dr. Troy Shelby, president of OCA and a veterinarian. Dr. Shelby continued, "Oklahoma farmers, ranchers, and landowners need more tools to control feral swine." Can I get an amen after that one? On February 1st this year, Texas registered kaput, if that's how you want to say it, for the use by licensed pesticide applicators. Oklahoma, like Texas, has seen an explosion in the population of feral swine, according to the Noble Foundation, said Michael Kelsey, executive VP of OCA. Unless we control 70% of the population annually, feral swine numbers will continue to increase. Trapping, hunting, and fencing are just not enough to push back against the this very invasive species. There you have it. I wanted to throw that out there. Also, I got a response from a listener that said on my butter, the wheat crop before you combine it, the wheat would slide out of the truck faster. So, hey, he's got a point. Could be true. You never know. Let's see here. What else we got going on here? I want to talk about that afterwards. One more thing before we go to break. Let's talk tractors real quick, if you will. Sales for 100 horsepower plus two-wheel drive tractors in the United States is seeing continuing gains from February, while other segments remain down in March, according to sales numbers from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Seeing the continued growth in 100 horsepower plus, or 100 plus horsepower, how's that? Tractor sales is a welcome sight as 2024 progresses, despite the softness in other tractor sizes, says Kurt Blades, Senior Vice President of AEM. As we start the planting season, we remain optimistic for the future of the ag equipment market. Total farm tractor sales for March 2024 was 18,917 pieces of equipment. That's down 12% from last year, with 21,531 being sold. Year to date, AEMM reports 42,824 total farm tractors were sold as of March of this year. That's down 13% from 49,000 last year. Tractor sales broken down here by horsepower rate before we go to break. Two-wheel drive sub 40 horsepower tractors in March of 24 was down 15.8% from 23, with a total sales of 12,298. Year to date, 26,000 have been sold. Compared, that's down 17% from last year, when they almost sold 32,000 sub 40 horsepower tractors, two-wheel drives. Sales for two-wheel drive 40 to 100 horsepower tractors in March was down 6.9%. with 4,333 sales this year and 4,654 last year. So far for the whole year, total of almost 11,000 tractors have been sold in that 40 to 100 horsepower rate. All right, two-wheel drive, 100 plus horsepowers in March was up 3.2 with 1,909 sales this year compared to 1,850 last year. So far, year-to-date, 4,976 100-plus horsepower tractors have been sold. Sales for four-wheel drive tractors were down 8.7% in March, with 377 sales this year compared to 413 last year. Year-to-date, AEM reports 825 tractors have been sold in this category. Now, one more deal before we go to break. Combines. Sales for self-propelled combines were down 23.3% in March, with 389 sales this year compared to 507 last year. Year-to-date, AEM reports 1,203 combines have been sold as of March, and that's down almost 21% from the same period last year. There you go. Let's take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. When I come back, we'll finish up the show. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's important.
important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
A whole herd of 2024 F-150s are stampeding at Barber Dyson Ford. In the northeast part of Elk City, we think it's truck month all year long. On the 2024 F-150s, we've got rebates up to $2,500 and options on low interest rates. Now's the time to get your family hauler with big rebates and interest as low as 0% on SUVs. Barber Dyson Ford wants your business. We'll give you more for your trade-in and do everything we can to get you in the new or pre-owned vehicle of your dreams. Next to the airport in Elk City and online at BarberDysonFord.net.
Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma has dedicated their life to supporting your farm's success because farming is their way of life. Their superior high-pro feeds are expertly formulated to meet the nutritional needs of your livestock. They provide bulk feed delivery straight to your farm, or for smaller quantities, they offer a variety of feed bags and sacks in different sizes. When it comes to your livestock feed, choose excellence. Choose Hobart Farm and Garden.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
May the 7th, XIT Auctions will be selling 160 acres of good Washita County grassland, including wind turbine production of $11,000 per year. 4 miles east of Rocky, Oklahoma, to Road 2240, then a quarter mile north. For more information on this auction, or to talk about your auction, call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440. Or check all the details out at xitauctions.com. May the 7th, 1 p.m., auction conducted at Sentinel Activity Center, XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, April the 22nd. 1,384 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 588 brought 264. 59 at 839 brought 244.25. 23 at 1,047 brought 225. 111 at 1,054 brought 205.54 at 1076 brought 192. 124 at 1,123 brought 207.75. 10 at 528 brought 259. 6 at 629 brought 254. 11 at 730 brought 226. 30 at 813 brought 213.50. 50 at 1,002 brought 204. Butcher cows were 69 to 129. Butcher bulls brought 116. To 171. Bred cows were 1900 to 2525. Pairs brought 2275 to 2650. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, Benson, Oklahoma. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. 77 degrees, dew point 65, humidity 68, south winds 21 miles an hour with wind gust up to 28 right now. Let's see, 10-day rain total 0.07, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 66, the fractional water's down, sunset at 8:18, 20% chance of thunderstorms today. 78 for a high with south winds. Tonight, south winds continue. 60% chance of rain showers likely. Tomorrow, 85 and sunny with southwest winds. 12 to 22 with wind gusts up to 30. That's your forecast, your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update with a one-day forecast in there for Benson. How about that? I mean, I hadn't heard from Vincent in a while, so I figured I better say it. Maybe they're listening and they can do it. But anyway, okay, let's see here. We knew this was coming. It's happened. So until we resolve our bird flu problems with our dairy cattle. You'll hear from me about all this. The USDA mandates bird flu test of dairy cows before transport. It's a mandate now. Dairy farmers will be required to test their cattle for the bird flu virus before shipping them across state lines, announced Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack on Wednesday as the government tries to prevent the spread of the disease and learn more about how it is transmitted. The virus, a lethal threat to chickens and turkeys, has moved from cow to cow, herd to herd, and cow to poultry, and back to the chickens, and has appeared in cows with no symptoms. This is an evolving situation, said Vilsack during a teleconference. Emerge of the virus poses a bit of a new risk. Bird flu was confirmed in dairy cattle for the first time in late March, following reports of the mysterious disease circulating in dairy cattle in the Texas Panhandle. Some scientists say the virus might have escaped detection in cattle for months, so the scope of the disease is unclear. The FDA said on Tuesday the bird flu virus has been detected in grocery store milk, but it said the milk supply is safe to drink, because pasteurization kills heat-sensitive virus, such as the bird flu. So, I guess some of the cows were milked, he said. Vilsack was, when asked how virus particles got into commercial milk channels, he said he was confident the milk was safe. He underscored the point by putting cream in his coffee and eating a grilled cheese sandwich for lunch on Wednesday. While bird flu can quickly wipe out flocks of chickens and turkeys among dairy cows, it's a milder, causing a loss of appetite, reduced milk production, fever, often among older cows. The animals usually recover within just a few weeks. Milk from infected cows tends to be discolored and thicker than usual. Testing will become mandatory on Monday. The USDA will pay the cost of the test, and results may take a week. If cattle test positive for the bird flu virus, owners must wait 30 days and test the cattle again. Until now, the USDA has advised farmers to test dairy cattle before shipment, but did not require it. Now it's required. In addition, laboratories and state veterinarians will be required to report to the USDA when testing identifies an infected herd. To date, the USDA has confirmed blurred bird flu in 33 herds in 8 states: Kansas, Idaho, Michigan, New Mexico, North Carolina, Ohio, South Dakota, and Texas. In addition, it has confirmed that 8 chicken facilities in 5 states: Kansas, Michigan, Minnesota, New Mexico, and Texas have been infected with the same bird flu detected in the dairy cattle. And USDA scientists have found bird flu in a lung sample for a dairy cow that has been sent to the slaughter plant. Boy, this just gets better, don't it? All right. So anyway, did you guys get your email Monday from OSU on Cow-Calf Corner? Well, if you did, you need to sign up. It's easy to do. Just Google OSU cow-calf, and there it'll come up. You can get on there and join that deal. They got some good stuff, comes out once a week. Anyway, I seen this deal from Dr. Roslyn Biggs, the veterinarian from the Oklahoma State University Co-op Extension beef cattle specialist. Anyway, recently we were reminded of the devastating impacts of Mother Nature during the wildfires that destroyed parts of Oklahoma and Texas. There's a lot to learn from events of this type so that we can be better prepared in the future. Three areas to consider as we reflect include animal welfare, record keeping, and human health. Cattlemen and women, along with their veterinarians, promote animal welfare at all times, but welfare is especially important when considering animals that have been injured in disaster events. During this event, there is often a desire to take extraordinary measures just so an animal can live. However, unbiased health assessment is often the best option before taking an extreme and lengthy treatment. Evaluation should occur quickly to determine if it's truly in the animal's best interest to undergo treatment or salvaging the animal is the best option. And yes, man, when they're burned, they got to feel the pain just like a human will. During a disaster response, record keeping and documentation is often the last thing people want to think about. However, records are often and even more critical during these periods. Records allow producers to justify eligibility if disaster funds from government agencies become available. For instance, maintenance of verified cattle inventory is typically necessary for response programs. Finally, it is important not to forget the mental and physical toll taken on by impacted producers along with emergency responders during the immediate period of the event and well after. If a desire to help, many people place their own health, safety at risk. Mental fatigue and stress can also develop even if they are seemingly the strongest. Continual exposure to grief and loss can also impact those helping with the response. It is important to support those needing health care by connecting them with and supporting the need for medical interventions. And it's true. I'm not a doctor. You know, obviously, you guys know that. But anyway, that group of guys that we've been helping haul hay out there since 2017, the Laverne Buffalo Fire, you've seen a lot of stress, and yeah, it's a bad thing, especially when you lose a bunch of your cows, if not all your cows, or you lose. But this time around, I just, the people we delivered to, you could just, there was something different this time. There was a lot of houses lost this time, and a lot of cattle were lost, and that's number two, number three, number four fires for a lot of these guys out in the Texas Panhandle and Oklahoma Panhandle and up there in northwestern Oklahoma. And I could just see the stress on these guys, these people's face, not just guys, but these people's faces. So you lost a lot of history in your homes and, of course, cattle and grass and all this other stuff. And yes, there was thousands of people from all over the United States there to help you, bringing in hay and feed and fencing supplies and money and all that good stuff, but it still takes a toll. So think about that. If you guys know anybody or even yourself, you're listening right now, 988 is a good number to call in Oklahoma and Texas. 988 is call that number. It's got to be just hard on people. So anyway, that was a good article from Dr. Biggs. Appreciate that. All right, let's continue on. Silver lining to tight beef supplies. This is off Beef Daily. I seen this morning yesterday is demand for underutilized cuts. It's coming. Lower beef production and tighter beef supplies represent a challenge for U.S. exporters, but U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom explains that with the support from the USDA and the Beef Checkoff Program, the USMEF is finding new opportunities for underutilized cuts in a wide range of international markets. These efforts, along with marketing of beef variety meats, help maximize the value of every animal. Nothing goes to waste, in other words. The performance of the beef was, I think, a pretty good sign because we all know production's down and will remain down for the foreseeable future. But this is really an opportunity for the industry and for the USMEF in particular to work on maximizing the value of the carcass and really focusing on some of the subprimals that will be that might be underperforming, he said. And we have quite a bit of success on the different cuts within the round, primal, knuckles, insides, etc., outside round, flats, a lot of success there in places like Taiwan, Korea, and even Mexico and Central America. We've seen some success on these cuts, shoulder cloths, another area of the carcass, and of course, can't forget variety meats. So anyway, good stuff. More people buy, whether it's us or across the oceans, of those cuts that aren't utilized here in America, the more money you get on your carcass. free money, free beef. Anyway, it's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Thanks for your response to the song today. That was pretty cool. Anyway, see you guys tomorrow. This program brought to you today by First National Bank and Trust, Elk City, in Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless.